All right, welcome to video number 20, step number 20 in the 25 steps to building a personal brand. We're almost at the end, and this is more of a technical video, yet, you know, understanding the psychological aspect of how people are going to consume your content. Mm-hmm. You know, people consume stuff via visual, via audio, or via words, mm-hmm. right? So, like, those are the three forms of communication. So, you know, starting off with the first one, like a podcast. Why did we start a podcast? Because there's people who just love to sit down mm-hmm. and listen. Why are there audiobooks? Because there are people that listen. So understanding that that's one of the forms of communication is like, okay, I have to appeal to those people. Because you have to remember that the way that you consume content or the way that you like to consume content might not be the best way that other people consume content or like mm-hmm. it. Like, yeah. For example, I hate reading. Mm-hmm. I hate writing. There's plenty of people who love to read and write. So why would I ever write a book? Why would I ever write a blog? Not because I read them, mm-hmm. because other people consuming. Read them. Yeah, so it's like always thinking about the other person, and you have to have all of them, mm-hmm. right? Like, a simple way is the podcast. We talked about the podcast, right? We have a topic, how to start. That was our first podcast that we did, right? Mm-hmm. Then we have the audio where people can consume. You can go on podcast and go on iTunes, you know, Spotify, mm-hmm. SoundCloud, whatever. You mm-hmm. can consume the audio part to it. Then we recorded it on a camera for people who are visual, can actually see us. Well, you know what we're expressing when we're laughing. That's mm-hmm. on YouTube. That lives on Instagram. That lives on Facebook. And then out of that, we pay a copywriter mm-hmm. that turns it into a blog form, you know, into a 5, 10, 15 minute read that just takes the key points that we talked about. And now, one, that's a way of being like, creative about your stuff. It's like mm-hmm. taking one piece of content and now it's seven different pieces of content. Mm-hmm. And no matter which way people want to consume it, people are going to consume, and it's all going to lead back to you. So understanding that utilizing the three different forms of communication, you must do it at all times. Mm-hmm. And like, you might not be able to do it from the start, but understand that it's important, and there's cheap ways of doing it. Like, mm-hmm. these are expensive mics, you know, but we'll have our starter kit and kit.com mm-hmm. and you can find it. Mm-hmm. But like, you can get a cheap mic, you can get a cheap camera, use your damn iPhone if you have an iPhone. If mm-hmm. you have a Samsung Galaxy, those are like super good too. And you can literally get somebody to write you a blog article based off your video. Be like, hey, take the video and transcribe it into something that's 10 minutes. And you could pay somebody $35-$50 on Fiverr. And now you have all your three forms of communication covered.
Yeah, just to piggyback off, you know, what Derek was saying, it's very crucial. It's vital. You need to master, not mess. I mean, here's what I'm gonna say. All three are very, very important. Don't think you can have one without the other. Mm-hmm. The thing is, though, if you know, you need to stick to your strengths. A lot of people want to like focus on their weaknesses. You need to master your strengths, become amazing at your strengths, and then mm-hmm. delegate your weaknesses to other people. That's the biggest thing. You know, some people might not be able to afford, you know, delegate, you know, copywriter or, you know, someone to do a video for you. But, you know, it's simply as asking a friend, asking someone, you know, like, hey, are you good at writing? Can you help me out with this in the beginning until you get going? But I really encourage you to take all forms seriously, because everybody is a different type of learner. Your consumers consume your content differently.
Mm-hmm. You know, start with what your strength yeah. is, because some people are good on camera. Like, I be in on camera because I like seeing myself on a damn camera. Other people Facts. Are terrified. Facts. Other people can just talk into a microphone and feel like they're talking to themselves. So other people just want to write. You could write mm-hmm. and turn that
you can sell with words, boy.
Yeah, you can sell with words. You can write, and that can be. That could be a video, or it can be an audio in itself. Like, mm-hmm. there's programs for that. Like, yes, it's advanced and all this shit. We get it, whatever. Mm-hmm. Who gives a fuck? Mm-hmm. But, like, you could do that. Just focus on your strengths or whatever it is that you want to do.
Right. And, like, for me, just like Derek, like, I like being on camera, too. I love speaking. You know, the reason why I love speaking on camera and, you know, and talking, because you can feel me, mm-hmm. what I'm saying. I mm-hmm. speak very passionately when I talk. I don't talk like an undertone, a monotone. I'm very passionate about what I do. And I know that not only you're going to feel what I'm saying, but you're going to feel me in general through a camera screen. And that's why that's my favorite form of communication is visual. You know what I mean? But I'm not so good at the written part, you know, which is I have other people to do that for me. You know, I'm so good at, what's the other part? The hearing, the listening?
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of visual too. But like, you know, they do have like SoundCloud podcasts and stuff like that. I'm pretty good at that because I just like to speak, you know what I mean? And so like some people, like you said, some people don't like to do that. So just find whatever it is that you feel like you're strong in, and then keep working on that, and then delegate your weaknesses to other people.
Yep. I mean, that's it. That's it. Like, just understand that you have all three of them covered. You don't have to have them covered straight from the beginning. Mm-hmm. There's cheap ways of doing it. Mm-hmm. Get efficient. Get resourceful.
Resourceful.
Get resourceful. Resourceful. About how you do your stuff.
Resourceful. Resourceful.
You don't need a big fancy, like, you know, just an example. You don't need a big fancy WordPress site. It's going to cost you $3,000 to $5,000 from the beginning. You can go spend a little bit of your time, go on Squarespace, Wix, whatever it is, do it yourself type thing. Like, that's plenty enough to get you started. And just for something as basic as that, it also can be something as basic as finding somebody on Fiverr to write a blog for you for $35. Like, that's it. One more time.
Resourceful.
But that's enough for this video. So again, if you guys have any questions, let us know, and we'll see you on the next video.